Israel responds to Iran. Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. This is a Fox News alert. Reports claiming Israel has launched limited strikes on Iran in retaliation to recent attacks. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has the latest from the Pentagon.
What you're seeing occur right now is, based on sources that I've spoken to, well-placed military sources who confirmed that Israel did strike inside Iran, but this was a limited strike, as we've been reporting, a limited strike suggesting that it is not designed to escalate tensions with Iran. Now, what does that mean? That means that at this point in time, we cannot confirm that Israel was targeting Iran's nuclear facilities. Certainly symbolically by striking inside Isfahan, which is the province where some of those key nuclear facilities are. But again, we don't know what the targets of the strikes were.
Iranian state media reporting nuclear facilities near the strikes are fully safe. This comes less than a week after Iran launched a massive drone and missile attack against Israel last weekend. More than 100 anti-Israel protesters are under arrest after staging an overnight demonstration at Columbia University and camping out there. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter among those detained. Fox's Rich Edson.
This is all wrapped into this hearing that we had on Capitol Hill yesterday where the president of Columbia testified about anti-Semitism on campus. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter says that she is one of the three students that has been suspended. Isra Harisi says she's never been reprimanded in her 3 years at Barnard College. That's Columbia's partner school. Barnard's administration says it has made multiple requests for them to leave and it started suspending students. Now, because of that and because of her tweet, you've got other members of the squad who were also asking questions at that hearing yesterday.
And on Thursday, the U.S. vetoed a widely backed U.N. resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for the state of Palestine. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The hush money trial of former President Donald Trump a step closer to opening arguments. Two jurors were dismissed Thursday, but then seven were added. More from Fox's Nate Foy.
Now we're at 12 jurors seated with an alternate as well. So five more alternates need to be selected. But court ended with the judge, Juan Merchan, saying, we have our jury. Speaking of the two that were sent home, that happened for different reasons for each one. One of them was a man who the DA's office found an article online showing that at least someone with the same name had been arrested in the 1990s for tearing down conservative political signs. The other was a woman who felt that she couldn't serve impartially because she had fears that she might be identified after family and friends had asked her if she was one of the jurors.
The latest Fox News poll revealing a nail-biter of a race in two critical swing states. And former President Trump is a small lead in two others. More from Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in this report.
In Georgia, former President Trump leads President Biden by 6 points. In Michigan, he leads by just 3. In Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, it's an even split, each with 48%. Former President Trump does better with independents, but President Biden does even better with suburban women. In Georgia, 21% of black voters support former President Trump. In Michigan, 19% do. Now, on the issues, voters largely across these states trust President Biden more on abortion, health care, and election integrity, but trust former President Trump more on the border, the economy, and foreign policy, although in Georgia, Trump is slightly more trusted on abortion. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We now know what caused a 911 emergency services outage in three states this week. Workers installing a light pole in Missouri, cutting into a fiber line, knocking out 911 service for emergency agencies in Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota. The mistake was reported by the company that operates the fiber line on Thursday. I'm Sue Guzman. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.